God. God, Steven, what are you doing over there? Offending all our listeners with our bitch drops.
Oh, you work it so well. Some work in oils, some work in clay. Rob,
pressure's on. Bitch.
Rob works in bitch drops.
You freaking bitch.
There's plenty more. That was Joey.
That was Joey.
Getting in on the action.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow. That's contagious.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
It's a great word.
It means he's so a Muslim?
It means so many things.
Some of these drops remind me of Buck, and I feel sad. No offense.
Not me. Screw him.
It's good to have Steven, but that one reminds me of Buck. Need a Muslim?
Buck's now trying to say that, if he wasn't dead, he's trying to claim now that we should go out and have beers.
It makes me sad.
He never grabbed beers with me while he worked here.
Yeah, he wants his job back.
Yeah. That was mainly because of his wife. Buck wouldn't admit it, but his wife wouldn't let him grab beers.
That was B-E-R-R beer by Myers Leonard. You heard that yet, Steven?
I have, definitely. Not great.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I said what I said.
That's an anthem right there. Steven's a G. He doesn't get down with the Myers Leonard.
This is really Myers Leonard. Yeah, for those of you that have not heard this.
No, this is real.
This is Blazer Great Myers Leonard with his first hit single.
Could be a honky-tonk bar or sitting beside.
He's in Illinois, by the way.
Backyard barbecue on the 4th of July.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't think this is bad. Well, I mean, all countries are crappy to me.
It's not boys of fault.
As long as it's cold.
Hey, now.
Let's get to the chorus.
Like old Alan said.
Alan Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get on a 4-point something state of mind. Sit there and sit.
I didn't realize it went this long without getting
in
the chorus.
You cooler bowl of 12-ounce cans. They come in 6, 12, 24, 30. If you want some more, if you run out, run to the store. B-double-E-R-Beer.
Yeah!
B-double-E-R-Beer.
Where did he get a southern accent is what I want to know.
So good.
It's from suburban Illinois.
Try it again, please.
No! Don't try it again.
The Venezuelan bro. Nicolas Maduro.
Yeah. The Air Maduro is all the rage.
Was captured.
I have a new conspiracy theory that this is all a ploy to move Nike merchandise. This whole thing has been set up.
Yeah, but you think it's a Nike bit?
Yeah, it's
like, do
Nike.
They have the balls to do an ad on this?
I certainly hope so.
I don't think they do.
They do. Like when Chauncey got arrested, he was wearing a Clutch Sports sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You know they put that on him. They slapped that on him. He wasn't just
rolling. Oh, no. I'm saying, do they have the balls to do an ad?
Right. That's
now.
What I'm saying.
They should.
They do.
Get on it.
Everything is marketing now, Rob. Promotion.
Boy, I will be surprised if we see a Nike ad with Maduro. But he had the, so for those that don't know, he had the Nike Tech sweatsuit on.
Yeah.
It was gray.
Yep.
And he's got his, I don't know, like blindfold glasses on there.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable.
He looks like Saddam. Am I wrong?
I'm not allowed to speak on that.
He looks exactly like him.
Don't be racist.
It's not racist. He looks just like him. He's got the mustache and everything.
This just in. Noted racist. Isaac Robb says all dictators look alike.
Well, he might.
I'm not going to lie. That thought
He looks like Saddam.
Thought may have crossed my mind.
Anyway, he was wearing, so they they got him there. He's got his little bottle of water, and they're flying him back to the U.S. and to do God knows what. And
he's standing trial for having machine guns. That's a real thing, by the way. Like he's getting hit with gun charges in the Southern District of New York. You can't make this up. It's like
so
an SNL sketch.
Nike Tech fleece jacket.
Yeah,
and he had the joggers on too. So
yeah,
he had the whole thing,
the whole outfit.
That stuff has sold out.
Yes,
in several sizes and styles.
You can't get
since the Maduro photo went viral.
Do you know how many Barstool bros saw that and immediately were like, oh yeah. It's going to be the number one Halloween costume in October. People are just stocking up now. Again, it's all a conspiracy theory. And then I guess there was another, is it Origins? There was another. So they flew him to New York and they perp walked him. They like literally were driving around in a van with the door open so that everyone could photograph him. And he was wearing, I think the company was called Origins. It was a blue hoodie, the light blue hoodie. And this is the one, did you see where he's giving the thumbs up? They're praying him around the DEA is, and he's giving the thumbs up. And I guess that hoodie from that company, it's sold out of that. This dude's moving merch. Dude, if you're a company right now, you got to be sending that guy free gear. Treat him like he's the hottest athlete. Get your hands. You need to get your gear in his hands, and you're moving merch.
Yeah, they're saying that. So that post of the photo of him was posted on January 3rd.
Yeah.
Searches for Nike Tech on Google spiked, according to Google Trends. The online conversations about the athleisure line also surged dramatically on X. Nike Tech was mentioned in over 5,000 X posts a day between January 3rd and January 5th. That's up from roughly 325 posts a day. It averaged from November 1 to December 31. By the way, who is there are 325 posts about Nike Tech per day?
Yes.
Just on a random Wednesday?
I saw after all that was going down, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting around at the house with the kids when when the invasion thing started. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God. And they were asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I've never seen anything quite like this. It's like bewildering. And then the very next day, the only thing that was being talked about across my feed was that sweatsuit. We're like, what? And so here's the other one. So again, the Origin, it's a small, the blue one. So that's Nike. This other company, Origin, is a small, they're out of like Maine. And I guess they're saying that sweatshirt belonged to a DEA agent. And he gave it to him to wear, because I guess he can't wear the same thing twice. God forbid he wears the tech one. And it became so popular, he said that his phone has not stopped ringing and buzzing since that photo went. It got so bad that he had to post a thing on Instagram saying, welcome to America. Unfortunately, our Patriot Blue RTX sweatshirt won't be available again till spring. We're out.
Does the DEA agent have any connection with that company? Do we know this?
Ah, I want some insider trading done. Yeah, you imagine the DEA guy's like, look, I'm going to buy stock in this Origin company.
You got some buddy that you grew up with? Hey, stick a sweatshirt on them.
He had to make a post telling people to please stop flooding the company with, when are these getting restocked? He's like, they're not. Give us till spring. And by then, maybe the hype is worn down.
That would suck. You got this company.
Yeah.
It blows up. Everybody wants it. And you're like, dude, I can't. I don't have it. I'm assuming
that at some point that guy had like 400 of those and he probably couldn't move them. And the next day he's got thousands of orders. He's like, there's nothing I can do.
On TikTok, users posted AI-generated versions of the photo and poked fun at the fashion choice. Some users even joked that it was a new Nike ad campaign.
Yeah.
Others made steal the look posts. That broke down the cost of the full outfit, including the darkened eye mask and ear covering. The jacket and joggers cost over $200 combined.
Yeah, they're spending.
As of Monday morning, the style of the Nike Tech fleece zip-up jacket was sold out on Nike's U.S. website in several sizes. Nike declined to comment.
Yeah. The only color you can get right now is like there's like an off like green one. It's the only one that's left that no one wants.
So am I wrong that that's kind of an old? Is that an old look from Nike or is that new?
No, the kids like these. These are
kind of. So it's one of the new in, because this says it was actually they've been selling these really well.
Yeah,
it's not like they were nothing and then.
No, these are like the new. Remember when the Adidas tracksuits were all the rage? Yeah, people are wearing these Nike sets. I see these out quite a bit with the, like my kids' friends. I see these.
Well, and
there.
With the kids, you know, we never understand the little online debates that they have or the online like the 6'7" and all this crap. Yeah.
Casey's got one on right now.
Yeah, see, Nike lower tech. Lower case. Yeah. He knows. Yeah. But they're saying that there was a viral debate in recent weeks with some young people bragging on social media about being team Nike Tech or team Quarter Zip. And that would show whether you're either a part of corporate America or you're not.
Well, have you seen the new... The online trends blow me away. Have you seen the new controversy in Quarter Zips is that the hip-hop community, the African-American community, has now adopted, apparently, the Quarter Zip. And it's causing quite an uproar. Because like some people are calling them like sellouts, but yeah, they're...
Can't us old white guys have anything?
What can I wear?
The young African-Americans have co-opted your golf look, and apparently some people aren't happy about it. But that is the whole thing. My buddy was like, because I'm anti-quarter zip. I can't bring myself to do it. It's a bridge too far for me. And my buddy was like, dude, have you seen the quarter zip thing? I'm like, what? He goes, dude, it's becoming hip. And sure enough, I looked it up. Whole big online debate. Because now the cool hip-hop people are wearing the quarter zip.
Why was the quarter zip so widely panned?
Well, because it became symbolic with old
Peyton Manning,
yeah,
like boring dresser guy.
Costco, yeah. If you shop at Costco, we all know the Costco quarter zip look. We all know it.
But if you wear like a Kirkland Signature branded shirt that has the Kirkland Signature on it, people love it.
Yeah, Nike's making a like an Air Force One Kirkland Signature shoe. I don't get it, man.
I'm just trying to not offend anybody with my clothes.
Really?
That's all I'm going for.
I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Are you trying to offend people?
No, I just don't know what you raise a question. I'm like, what am I trying to? I don't know. I think I'm just trying to not be naked.
I don't want to offend anybody. I'm not trying to be cool.
I just don't care about it. Yeah. It's not a thing. I just throw stuff on.
Right.
I'm not trying to.
Get yourself a nice quarter zip.
I don't have a look. I do have a quarter zip. I have plenty of quarter zips. Yeah.
It's the one thing I just can't bring myself to do it. Now get me one of these dictator sweatsuits though. Throw one of those on.
God,
if they come out with a dictator brand off of the Nike,
you put the
dictator cut.
Put the little Venezuela flag on there. Stitch that sucker on there. Go go out and about. I like the eye mask though.
He looked sick though. Like they look good.
I will say that for being pulled out of the presidential palace or whatever, I was expecting a disheveled Saddam out of like a drain pipe sort of thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm with you, Suk. They planned this. They had an outfit ready.
Yes. Yeah. I thought he would be a little more.
So they all bought Nike stock before the raid.
Yes.
And said, let's put him in a Nike. How is Nike stock done? Do we know? I haven't been following.
I'm guessing it's up. Well, did you see what's the is it the Poly Market? Did you see that?
Yeah, Nike up 2% today.
Yeah, someone on Poly Market bet $30,000 that he would be in custody within like 48 hours. And
how much did they win?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I think it was like $400,000.
Yeah, and so obviously
Nike last 5 days up 6.6%.
Is he? Yeah. It's...
But that's insane. Like, if your dad's like in the Pentagon or whatever, you're like friends with like Donnie Jr. and he's like, hey, by the way, like this is going down. You're like, hey,
we're sticking bro in a Nike gear.
It's going to be like the gear. Cause he's already made two outfits famous. Like what's the next? I want him to become the new style icon for kids.
Well, he's going to have all these court appearances.
Yes. He's going to be stunting on fools. Like designers are calling him up because he's got Nike and then whatever this weird origin thing. You know he's going to be in some.
He's got
Gucci.
The drip going on.
He's going to have something. Get a nice chain.
Yeah.
Said he was wearing socks and sandals. They couldn't get him some shoes. Couldn't get him some Jordans, some Air Force Ones. Get Lanny on the horn and see if we can get him some Nike kicks to go with that Tech sweatsuit.
What will blocking mobile internet for 2 weeks do for you? An expose next on The Fan. Was reading my favorite website, studyfinds.org.
It's been a while since we've had a new study.
Yeah, it has. But it's new year.
New year, new study.
New year, new me, new study. Mm-hmm. Studyfinds.org was asking the question, what would blocking mobile internet do for you if you did it for 2 weeks?
So just shutting down Wi-Fi, is that...
I mean,
mobile, or is that like I get internet at home on the Wi-Fi? Just I can't use my phone.
It's just your phone internet.
Okay, so no phone.
So your phone is just your phone.
Correct. So it says blocking mobile internet for 2 weeks led to mental health improvements with an effect size larger than typically seen in antidepressant studies. Improves sustained attention comparable to reversing 10 years of age-related decline.
Hmm.
and increased well-being in 91% of participants in at least one key area.
Yeah, none of that surprises me. That little box of anxiety that we all carry around, like, that's not good for anybody. So, and I know that it's supposedly it's made our lives easier, but it certainly hasn't made them better. Like, sometimes easier is not good, and we're becoming, like, more isolated, and it is weird, like, when even you watch people, like, if you're sitting in your house, or you're at your buddy's house or whatever, and you're watching a movie, watch someone. There's a movie on, but they're still scrolling on their phone.
I don't know if it's bad. I have a confession to make.
You do it. Huh?
Along these lines.
Yeah.
No, I just had a really bad one over the holiday. So, my nieces were here.
Sure.
And they are, they live in Southern California. Mm-hmm. They are ages 12 and 8.
Yeah.
And one of the big things they wanted to do was go see Wicked.
Sure. Wicked
For
two.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's called For
yeah,
Good.
Yeah, yeah. The second.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, Wicked's great.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, Wicked is a precursor to The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So there's two movies telling the story of how The Wizard of Oz all came
about.
Well,
it started as a Broadway play, and it still is.
Right. It's really cool.
Yes.
It's actually, I think it's amazing that they can take a classic film like The Wizard of Oz and just spin everything you know about it into something completely different.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Great, great, great soundtrack.
Anyway,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's where you see who are the two witches?
Ariana Grande.
Grande and
is Glenda the Good, and then the
what is her name?
What is her name?
The Broadway. She's on Broadway.
She's a huge Broadway star.
Beautiful voice.
I forget.
Forget her name too. Anyway, I was sitting at so they wanted to go. We had a jam packed schedule of activities for the girls. Okay.
Okay.
So this was last Thursday night. Is that right?
Cynthia, is it Erivo, I believe is her
name. Yeah, Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Okay. And they wanted to go see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I am sitting in Bridgeport Village Theater watching Wicked for Good, which I go into. Look, you know me. I go into with a bad attitude. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah,
but I'm going to be there for the girls.
You're always skeptical about any movie, and that's not where you want to be.
Well, not only that. That movie, I mean, I would never see that movie just being me, but the girls wanted to see it, so I'm going. Let's go. We're all going.
Had you seen the first one?
No.
Okay.
And they wanted me to. They said, you have to see the first one. I'm like, just give me the cliff notes. And they did.
All right.
These girls know everything. They can sing every song about the movie. Yeah. Anyway, I was sitting in there watching Wicked for Good with an Apple earbud in, also watching Miami, Ohio State. And I have to admit, it was great.
I love that.
Because the sound of the movie is so loud that I can watch the movie,
yeah,
but also watch the game and get commentary in my ear from the game. So I thought I was just going to not watch the movie and watch the game because I had to watch that game. I had money on that game. I got to watch that game. It's my job.
Did you get any crap from anyone? Did they know what you were doing?
Here's the beauty part. So I was the one that booked the tickets.
Okay.
Okay. My mom is in a wheelchair. So I booked her the wheelchair, and then I booked the chair next to her, which is ADA assist, right?
Sure.
Like, it's just somebody who's pushing the wheelchair.
Yeah.
So I get that chair. She gets the wheelchair. And I booked the other six people that were with us, including the two girls, are right in front of us. None of them had any idea I was watching the game.
No clue.
Not even my mom. She was fixated on the movie. She'd look over. She's like, isn't that funny? Like, yeah, Mom, that's funny. You see this running back? He's got like 75 yards.
You started cheering at one point. You're like, man, I just am really into that Glenda the Good.
So I saw both. But anyway, back to your point of watch people in movies. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
And it was probably the people behind me, probably not.
Well, we went
terribly
to,
happy.
Yeah, we went to, I was at a Winterhawk game, and we had really good seats. We were right behind the net. And there was like a kid that was like two rows in front of us. He was in the front row, like best seat in the house. Right behind the net, and a fight broke out. Kick-ass fight. Dude, the Winterhawk guy just bloodied the hell out of the other guy. Sweet Donnybrook right in front, blood's all over the ice. And there is this kid, and he's sitting down there with his dad and everything, and he's probably 16 or whatever. The fight's going on right in front of him, right up against the glass, and this schmuck had his phone out, and I thought he was filming the fight. No, he was filming himself doing TikTok, like... He, or maybe
in front of the fight?
Yes. No. He was not
Oh, he was just not even seeing the fight.
No, the camera was pointed at his face because I could see it. And he just was making faces and like kind of floofing his hair while he was recording, either on TikTok or Snapchat. And I sat there and I looked down at the dad, and the dad was glancing over. And the dad, to his credit, didn't do anything. You know that dad wanted to backhand that kid so hard.
That's a head in your hand situation.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Best scene in the house. Bloody fight, right? And the two guys went at it for like a minute and a half. Great hockey fight. Everyone's pounding on the glass. And this dip-ass is just staring into his phone, making, I guess, what he thought were sexy, funny faces. Man, it's tough out there. And if you put your phone away, you wouldn't, you know, if you don't have mobile internet, he wouldn't be able to share his kick-ass faces live at the hockey fight.
What even is life without mobile internet?
Yeah. I'll bet you kids would freak out. If you went home and told your 15-year-old you will not be able to use your phone for 2 weeks other than just to have it be a phone or a text message, man, I mean, there's stories out there of kids beating the crap out of teachers, like beating them down because the teacher tries to take away their phone. It's like it is not a normal thing anymore.
I miss the days of not knowing everything or like not having the ability to find things right away. Because if I don't know, I can just look it up. I miss the days of just guessing and making things up.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
Way more fun.
Make stuff up.
Yeah.
By the way, No Good Deed, I'm assuming your favorite song from Wicked 2?
I don't know.
It's the best song.
I'm being
welcome to the Wicked family.
I'm being told by a lot of the people that have seen both that the first one was better than the second one.
Yeah.
But I found the second one to be delightful. Yeah. And Ariana Grande was way better than I thought. I know she can sing.
Yeah.
But as an actress,
she's great.
She was very good.
Now, I will say, I've seen the play many times, and I've seen both, and I enjoyed Wicked 2. The first half, it's a more compelling story.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily that the songs are better. I just think the story at the beginning and how she goes about it, that's just, I don't know. If you like the second one, definitely watch the first one, because it is...
And there are serious spoilers. Like, serious stuff goes down.
Yeah.
Like, stuff you didn't even know happened in Wizard of Oz happened.
Yeah. Turns out Glenn is a real bitch. Don't even get me started on the Wizard.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Fantastic.
Does a great job.
God, he's good.
Yep.
Without mobile internet access, participants naturally spent more time socializing in person, exercising, and being outdoors. These shifts in behavior partially explained improvements in well-being and some benefits persisted even after internet access was restored. Only 25% of participants fully maintained the 2-week mobile internet block.
Yeah.
But even those who reduced their usage showed improvements. This suggests that less extreme approaches such as time-limited internet blocking could still provide significant benefits.
Well, aren't most schools now trying to go to the no cell phone thing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that's working, but teachers
Oregon
out
did
there.
It.
Yeah, does that work? Or is that, or kids just telling
you? Yeah, they got
to
put them in their lockers. Little S heads.
I would love to know from teachers, like, if that is really working or if kids are, you know, just doing whatever the hell they want to do anyways.
All right. Coming up next, one in blank adults haven't had sex in a year.
That's so depressing.
Well, I didn't even tell you. Whatever
that number is, that's going to be depressing.
What if it's 8 billion?
This is why I'm telling you, if I become president, Hookers for Heroes, I'm telling you, it's going to solve the world's problem. We just need to get people laid more. No one ever does anything really awful right after you've been laid.
Well, you know, the kids aren't doing it a lot.
I know.
Which is
why the kids are all depressed and on their phones and they're angry.
They're TikToking at hockey games.
Yes.
Should be talking to chicks.
Well, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to talk the chicks, babe.
I could solve school shootings overnight with my program. Telling you, every one of these kids, right? There's like a million warning signs, and we're like, dude, this kid's going down a bad road. He's like antisocial. He's like freaking out or whatever. We just got it. Like, as part of therapy, that kid should have someone touch his penis. I promise you, that kid will take his medication and show up at therapy every single week.
Keep volunteering.
Everyone gets Nike Tech gear and women.
You think that kid's like, he's all angry and he's like, I'm going to shoot at my school, and then someone touches his penis. Guess what he's not going to think about for a while? Doing something bad at the school. He's going to be looking forward to next week when he goes back to therapy.
All right, we'll get to that next. Here's Steven. All right, now to sex talk, kids.
Oh, dear.
One in blank adults haven't had sex in a year.
So are we going adults, are we going 18 and over, or are we going adults more like 20-something?
18 and over.
All right.
You got any guesses?
I'm going to say one in... It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a bad number. I'm going to say one in five.
That's exactly right. Mm. One in five.
I don't like that.
20%.
Man.
1 year?
Correct. Yeah.
See?
Man.
My working theory is that like 75% of the world's problems are because we're all horny and don't know what to do about it. Just a bunch of people just backed up and angry that they're not getting laid out there, and it's leading to bad stuff. Make America great again. Start doing it.
And this was a new nationwide survey. 22% of respondents said they had had sex in over a year, and 6% said they had never had sex at all.
Mm. Also, too, I always like seeing all these things now where not only are people not having sex, they're not trying.
Right.
They've just thrown up their hands and like, well, it's not working.
Care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Now,
you
how many?
Care.
What percent do you think said that they had had sex within the past week?
Well, my. I'll say one in five.
What percent?
Well, you said 20%. So I'll go. 20%'s not been laid in a year. I'm going to say 20% have been laid in a week.
37%.
All right.
Okay.
Those are my people.
There we go. We're doing it.
Steven's a sex guy.
You need to do it.
Researchers noted that the figure still dips below pre-pandemic levels. Mm. The sex recession has not eased. Now, when people were asked why their sex lives had slowed down, the answers reflected the state of modern adulthood. 36% said they had no one to sleep with. Low libido was 30%. Financial stress wore down 24%. Workload pressure affected 19%. And mental fatigue hit 25%.
Aren't all of those things helped by having sex, though? Again, after you have sex, you feel better. You just do. So if you're depressed and you're stressed and all, get laid. Find a way.
Well, the only one you can't solve is just not having a partner.
Yeah, you can solve it. You may have to lower some standards.
You've seen dudes out there. There's some guys that are it's unattainable.
No, see, the problem is it's unattainable because they all think they deserve Sydney Sweeney. In reality, we got to start recalibrating. Like, well, she's the pick. Have you looked in the mirror? Maybe you're not exactly Brad Pitt.
Then they're just watching her movie for an hour.
Exactly. Start low. And that's the thing is, like, we're reaching a point now where once the AI hooker bots come, we're done. We're finished. Because then every guy thinks that that's what he deserves. The 10 that does whatever the hell he wants whenever he says it. Yeah, it's not going to
happen. Wait, that's not how it works?
That's not how it works. Yeah. My wife never wants to have sex with me. Have you tried being nice to her? You tried, I don't know, talking to her. If you tried losing 30 pounds.
Well, I think talking to her is the problem.
That's a loser,
These guys are, they can't talk to a woman. Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And then she's like, ew.
Well,
and then you go online.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I spend a lot of time at bars, unfortunately. I love bars, right? It's not unfortunately. I love going to bars. You belly up at a bar, it's a great American pastime. The amount of times that I see women that are clearly at a bar to meet someone. Like, they're, you can spot it. She's dressed up. She's sitting at the end of the bar by herself. I've even seen that woman trying to chat up people. And the amount of, like, just awkward, not knowing or refusing to approach, it's shocking to me. That you'll see guys and they're just sitting there and that guy's there by himself and you're like, look, you're lonely and horny. You're clearly lonely and horny. And you're around alcohol. Let's make a deal here. Let's Monty Hall this thing. And yet neither side will.
Yeah.
You need your own bar. That's the thing. You need the bar to set these people up.
I'm going to start my own bar and it's just, that's just going to be.
Like everyone knows they go to
Sook's
bar.
You go to Sook's bar. You know what you're there for. And then, of course, there's going to be a bunch of horny dudes with each other. You know?
Might get arrested for prostitution. But,
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's true. It's 2026. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true that, like in college, for example, I remember when I first learned that while me and my bros were going out to try to get some tang.
Yeah, gotta get some chicks.
It's a magical moment when you realize the girls are doing the exact same thing.
Yes, they're just.
But for a while, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's gonna be so hard, and they don't, you know.
No.
In college, they're all out to screw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to find your.
Yeah. Find your.
Your
niche.
Rung on the ladder.
There you go.
Find your you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes late into the evening, it's a big rung, but.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Your percentile.
We've all done it. Not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are fun.
There's nothing worse than the guys that you know. The standard, it goes both ways. What is the gal thing? Like you see these gals and they want 6 figures, 6 foot, 6 inches. Like that's their whole thing. And they've done the analytics on that. It's like less than 1% of the population.
6 figures, 6 feet,
6 inches
tall, and yeah. 6 inches of schlonger.
Yes. And they've done the research, and it's such a small percentage of men, and those that have it are usually taken.
Sorry, ladies.
Where's Dusty with the measuring tape?
Yeah. And so it goes both ways. It absolutely goes both ways. And then someone else pointed out too that
now
the other,
6 inches. That's a full, you know, like
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got his wait. Let me see. Give me a.
Rob's like doing some math. Here. He's like, carry the one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Just check. You know.
Yeah, it's just you're checking.
You know.
You're checking. And then the other one, too, is.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
I think porn. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I think everyone has enjoyed some male curiosity online from time to time. But.
Wait, what?
Well, males look at porn.
Oh.
I guess females do too.
I'm gay.
No, not that. Yeah, you know, other way. Males.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
No, that's the Seinfeld thing. Male curiosity when George gets caught with the Playboy.
Okay.
But it's true that like you got guys now that watch from a young age they watch porn, and they think that that's what a girl looks like and that's what she should do, and their brain gets hardwired that that's the only thing. And so you go out in the real world and you meet a girl that doesn't look like that. That isn't interested in doing all of the things that you see on the first date.
I'm gay,
wants you to treat her halfway decent, and guys can't. And so they just like, well, okay, I'll just go home and watch.
Well,
you know, yeah. I'll go home and watch Battlestar Orgasmica for the ninth time.
Also, you probably know what you like more than some random stranger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. You can go straight to it.
Right.
Well, there
you
was.
Y'all got to teach anybody.
Yeah, we don't have to dilly around the fact that I want to.
Yeah.
Suck on your toes or something.
Sure.
You know.
And what's the? I saw a thing. There was a.
Not that I mean.
What's is it? Vice the news.
Yeah.
Is that a news channel or is that it's like a, just a show?
Nah, it was.
I saw a thing on Vice where they were talking about online porn, and I forget the average time, but it was shocking. So they said that the, it was something along the lines of the average time that a certain male, I think it was younger males. Look for porn is like 9 times longer than the act of when they find the porn that they want. So they'll spend 25 minutes scrolling a porn site to find the perfect porn. And then it's 30 seconds and then it's over. And they were saying like, there was the doctor on there, they're saying that the dopamine from that, it's destroying people. Because you have to have the exact scenario, the exact girl, and that it's over so quick that endorphin dump, you can't recreate that in the real world. Like, there's nothing that you can find in the real world that matches this bizarre 30-minute hunt for the absolute perfect thing. But that's what their brain at a young age is conditioned, and nothing else will duplicate it. That's unsuckable.
Yeah, it's unsuckable. Well, the incels, I will say this about the phones and everything we were talking about. This all started because we were talking about phones. Kids put down the phone, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the incel kid, you know, like the kid who's playing video games and deep in chat rooms.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the kid who's popping off some talks to the hots.
Sure.
No, he's trying to get in those panties just like you and I were before talk.
Yeah.
That's what he's that's just the new way that, you know.
Yeah, trying to communicate.
So it's two different things.
Sure.
I just wanted to make that distinction because I know, you know, Bill Maher, who I know you watch too, he talks a lot about the school shooter. I mean, not to get morbid, but the school shooters and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of them are these young incel
yep.
kids who just weren't ever.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Touched.
Nope. Which is why, again, my program, government subsidized, right? We'll find some people some jobs. We're going to get some kids some help. And there you go. We're going to make some happier kids. And we're going to. You can't tell me that one of those kids is getting ready to go off the edge can't be walked back a little bit with some good therapy.
By the way, we're hearing from some people about Club Privada. Been to Club Privada yet?
That's the Ron Jeremy's old place.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is that still open?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the. It's over.
Isn't he dead?
I think he's in prison forever.
No, I think he died.
Oh,
no,
Jeremy made, dead.
Yeah, he's he
dead?
Died, right?
Well, he went to jail, and he had, like, dementia.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah, but I think that was his old place.
The Lifestyle Club.
Yeah.
Club Privada.
The Swingers.
I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right. Well, I'm opening my own. I guess I gotta find a way to get the ladies in there, and then some guys will follow. And
see, just, that's the problem.
I know.
I was just reading about Club Privada. And it was on a, it was like a Reddit thread
yeah.
where this girl was asking, like, should I go? What should I expect?
Yeah. Bunch of dudes.
Yeah, and everybody was like, yeah, it was a bunch of creeps.
Yeah.
So that's what you should expect.
I know, I gotta find a way to get the ladies into the bar.
Dudes ruin everything.
I know.
They really do. I mean,
I'm telling you, next time you go out to a bar, just kind of sit in the corner and you kind of survey the situation in it. It's not all the time because there are some people that are generally like talking to each other, but it can be a little. You can be a little sad when you see a group full of people that are looking for something and neither side is willing to, like, take that first step. It's like the old...
it's like a high school dance.
High school dance. And you're both on the side of the wall. You're like, God. You know, yeah. All right. You don't look like Brad Pitt. You don't look like Halle Berry. But, you know, let's...
let's try it out.
Let's try it out. See what happens.
Or you could just go to a Pizza Hut in West Salem.
Extra sausage. Meat Lovers what? Takes on a whole new meaning.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. We have a teacher in. You were asking about the...
The phone.
The phone.
Is it working?
The new phone rule. Or law. It's actually a law.
Is it a law now?
Yeah, and that's what the teacher is saying.
Right.
He's a high school teacher. He says, phone policy is working. My opinion is, because it is a state law, it takes the blame away from the individual enforcing the policy.
Good.
Not my fault. Just follow the rules. Yeah. Takes the power struggle out of the equation and makes the conversation very simple.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Seems right.
Yeah, because you see, though, and I always try to be careful when you see, like, a video, and, like, that's not necessarily a systemic problem, but there are a bunch of those where you see the kid literally lose it on the teacher because they're trying to take the phone away, but the state law, I can't say I remember it being a state law. I thought it was just a school district policy that they went with, but...
Well, I think for a while they said it's up to the district, but then I feel like Oregon swooped in and said, nope, we're going all... I don't know about Washington, but I think Oregon said...
Good.
It's a whole state.
I can't imagine...
And by the way, Ron Jeremy alive.
Yeah, right?
He is not dead.
He's all effed up, right?
Yeah, I could have sworn he died.
I thought he died like 10 years ago.
He had... I know he was facing like a bunch of... So I thought he went to prison for like a bunch of sex crimes. And while he was in prison, I don't know if he had a stroke or he got beat up or whatever, but he's like... He's mentally like all checked out.
Well, he has severe dementia.
Oh, okay.
And...
He didn't have a stroke or something?
It doesn't say that he did, but he was... I think they moved him to a...
Like a care facility?
Yeah.
A private residence, it says, yeah.
But he isn't... He is convicted of the sex crimes? Because he was charged with, like, I think a bunch of counts of rape and stuff. I mean, this is just off, like, I don't know why.
Yeah, his wiki doesn't tell the whole... I don't know. He's alive. I could have... I would have bet my life that he was dead.
Me too.
He's a vegetable if he is.
I know, but still. Heart, that little black heart beats.
That guy... Think about that. That guy is one of the probably five most famous porn stars of all time. Ugh. It's a different time back in the 70s.
That guy. Isn't that weird?
That guy.
I unfortunately have seen some of his work.
Old work, new work.
Yeah. Old work.
Yeah. Old Ron.
You know, back in the day. Like, Ron Jeremy was like...
Yeah, he was a big
deal. It was
deal.
Him and...
Peter? What? Not Peter. What's the...
Yeah, it was the
John
other
Holmes.
John Holmes, yeah.
John Holmes.
You always heard the tales.
Well, John Holmes was like... I mean, that was like Boogie Nights. That's like what the whole myth was based around. But I remember when he opened that club, it was like a big deal. Remember, he like made the rounds and like was doing media, and it's like a big deal. Like, oh, Ron Jeremy's coming to town.
That's pretty sad that a big deal of Ron Jeremy coming to town.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of celebrities. Billy Baldwin, or was it Billy Baldwin? Stephen, what Baldwin came here? He tried to. The same thing. He came here. He was like, I'm going to run Portland.
Which one was it? It was
Daniel. He's the lesser of the Baldwins.
It was Daniel Baldwin.
That guy.
He was kind of fun. He came in studio a couple times.
Yeah. Thought a lot of himself.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, we got to run. Day two for Steven over on the ones and twos, as Patrick would say. Fantastic. Guys, we talk some Ducks tomorrow, okay? We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan. Goodnight.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips.